Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. In the beginning, we take note of the report of the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, which has addressed the human rights of persons belonging to national or ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities in situation of humanitarian crisis. Minorities are often disproportionately affected by humanitarian crises such as violence due to a conflict or damage and destruction caused by natural or man-made disasters. In this regard, we acknowledge that humanitarian aid should apply to all people affected by a crisis. However, it should be ensured that minorities are not marginalized or discriminated. Mr. Chairperson, we correspond with the view that so-called Islamic State Daesh has created immense suffering and targeted different communities in the region, in particular Yazidis, Christians, Turkmen, Sunnis and Shiis, including killings, physical and mental harm, which have been committed with the intent to destroy them as a community, in whole or in part. In this connection, we stress on the necessity of conducting a full investigation into crimes committed by Daesh. We believe that the perpetrators should be held accountable for all crimes and human rights violations, including war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. We are of the firm belief that violation of human rights by Daesh is a fertile ground for their terrorist measures to spread hateful messages to all religions and indeed around the globe. In fact, the terrorists are well equipped and prepared to fight against our foundation, the Charter of the United Nations, and reset the status based on extremist ideologies. Mr. Chairperson, we do concur with the view that the international community must better recognize the vulnerability of minorities in crisis situations, develop more targeted strategies, and invest more to respond to them. In this regard, my delegation believes that the situation of minorities, among others, in conflict situations in the region is a matter of concern. Minorities are faced with aggressive attacks that culminate too many troubles for them, including access to food, resources, shelter, water, and medical emergency assistance. They also suffer from an almost absolute lack of protection in a protracted situation of conflict, crisis, and limited humanitarian resources. We urgently request the Special Rapporteur to assess and report thereon in detail on all these crimes and their impact on minorities' rights. We raise also our concern on discriminatory citizenship laws, which have led to a statelessness of minorities who continue to face particular obstacles in accessing humanitarian assistance. We believe that the discriminatory implementation of nationality laws will deny or deprive the citizenship for minorities, which is against the norms governing human rights. Mr. Chairperson, Article 3 of the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees stipulates that contracting states shall apply the provisions of this convention to refugees without discrimination as to race, religion, or country of origin. Therefore, refugees arriving, including in Western countries, should be protected against discrimination. In this regard, it is a source of great concern that some leaders and politicians in the destination countries announced that they won't accept Muslim refugees. Mr. Chairperson, in conclusion, on the references made in Article 9 of the introduction as well as Article 25G of draft recommendations, we firmly believe that all should respect the international consensus on minorities issues and refrain from bringing any concept which does not enjoy these criteria. Thank you very much.